This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Very regal, the British Bulldog is. Wrestling Wednesday. As Kevin, the Orange O guy, points out, we are 4 weeks out from SmackDown coming to Portland.
Dude.
Do you think that they'll want to see my old WWE tryout photos?
What?
Yeah, we've talked about this.
We have?
Yeah, I've tweeted them out before.
Oh, my gosh.
There was a run when I was in college. When I was in college, they were
when you
doing,
were fat,
yeah, big fat Will Ortner. Oh yeah, dude, and I wasn't like comfortable enough yet to go bald, so I have like crappy
you had bad
little
hair. Dude.
It's bad.
You had bad hair.
Well, and it's not even like the bad like comb over hair. Yeah. I'm basically bald, but I still left like a little one on the top.
Bro, that is ultimate 80s 90s wrestler though.
Oh yeah,
you would have had a good vibe. You throw a mask over that head. And you have that mullet just flowing
hair
out the back. That would have been awesome.
Dude,
awesome.
I thought it was a good idea. They were doing the WWE like next in line or whatever. They reached out to someone that I knew and yeah. I was like, well, hey, I'll fill out the link too. In a shocking development, I was not asked.
Yeah, they weren't looking for that body, huh?
No. Yeah, do you think I'll have a better chance now?
Probably not.
No.
All right. We had big news today as it started percolating yesterday. And it came to a head. Jake Dickert has taken the job at Wake Forest. And I know for Washington State fans, this one stings. And this one hurts. Because it's really interesting to think about the way that this has kind of progressed. Because there is a large swath of Washington State fans that were like, God, Dickert wasn't doing a good enough job anyways. You know, he's not the guy for the gig, blah, blah, blah. The reality of what Jake Dickert was he was stability to the Washington State program. And the way that everything has been playing out over the course of this year, you saw, and look, Washington State fans are like, oh, you know, 2 years in a row, they come out and they have a wicked hot start and then they fizzle out at the end of the season. Well, football is a war of attrition. Can you beat attrition with your roster and can you keep treading water and continue to win games? It happens. This was a really good year for Washington State. But think of everything that has gone against Washington State's program and their university over the last 18 months. And there is no ands, ifs, or buts about it. Jake Dickert did a really good job. This week, we start the week with the John Mateer news that he has entered the transfer portal. I thought Dickert handled it about as well as a coach that lost his best player could. He spoke about the realities of where Washington State is in the landscape of college football. He talked about the way that the calendar is set up and how unfair it is to coaches and that it needs to be fixed. And he also was understanding of John Mateer looking out for his best interest, because it's a program that just can't pony up the money that, if you believe the $3 to $3.5 million that is being floated out there for Oklahoma, that's a good chunk of change. Yeah, John Mateer, like, I thought Dickert handled it very well. Maybe he was handling that well because he was looking out for his best interests too and eyeing another job. All the while, Mateer's leaving and all these guys are entering the portal as they're trying to get ready for a bowl game. Dave Clawson steps down at Wake Forest. He resigned and is taking a advisory role in the Wake Forest athletic department. And now you have this opening at Washington State, and this hurts, man. This hurts. You had a coach that he spoke of the commitment to development, the commitment to finding those diamonds in the rough and doing things the old way, if we're being quite honest, which we talk about the old way only a couple years ago, of you evaluate, you find guys that are underappreciated and under-recruited, you get them on campus, and you develop them. Well, now your roster, because you do that, goes and gets pillaged. If you are a head coach of a team like that, one, you're going to be very valuable on the open market, and two, how long can you do that, right? How long can you be okay with that? Somebody reaping the rewards of your work and your development. I think what hurts the most for Washington State fans is that it's Wake effing Forest that comes and takes your coach, right?
They're not supposed to be better than you.
No.
They weren't 2 years ago.
If it was, I mean, look at it. If it was a Big Ten school, even a school near the bottom of the Big Ten, or if it was a SEC school, yeah, you understand that. But you're talking about Wake, man. That's what hurts if you're Washington State. And, you know, this stone cold reality that has been setting in over the last 18 months of, now the dissolving of the Pac-12 is hurting far more than you had the hopes that it would. And you knew it was going to get ugly. But the one thing that Washington State had, and this may be worse for them in the long run, is the fact that they had this opportunity where you had stability with Jake Dickert saying, "Nah, I'm not leaving. I'm going to anchor down and I'm going to be here. And we're going to weather this storm and we're going to come out the other side." You have a good year. And then all of a sudden it's like, yep, he says deuces. Everybody else says deuces. Mm-hmm. They all start jumping off the ship and heading for the first life raft that they can take. Guys like Ben Arbuckle, yeah, you understand that. It's your offensive coordinator taking a better job. That's it. Oklahoma, going to pay you a lot better. It's in a power conference, and it's a prestigious job, and it's a step up from a coordinator. For your head coach to leave after saying how he wanted to, you know, be a part of the Palouse and, you know, make sure this thing stays on the rails, that hurts and that sucks. And I feel for Washington State. I feel for Oregon State. But for Washington State, you're almost in a worse position than Oregon State was. Because what Oregon State went through was, at the first sign that, hey, this change is a-coming, Jonathan Smith goes, boom, out, I'm gone.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
They get in Trent Bray, and it's like, okay, well, we've already lowered the bar and lowered the standard.
Mm-hmm.
At Washington State, it was, no, we're going to have, we have our guy, he's going to stay here, we're going to keep churning right along. Does really well. Your AD leaves, now your head coach leaves, and now you enter year two in this limbo phase. That's a really important year for, like, the stability, and if the Pac-12 survives, what that looks like. From an athletic department standpoint, now you are behind the eight ball a little bit more, because at least at Oregon State, they had that stability of Trent Bray stepped in. They knew from the jump, this was going to be the guy that's going to lead us through this tumultuous time. Who's it going to be at Washington State? Because is Washington State, with the way that the Mountain West has gone, is it a better job? Because a lot of those schools in the Mountain West are now joining the Pac-12. Or have the hopes of joining the Pac-12.
Well, when I look at WSU now, and Oregon State kind of falls into the same category, you have to find your version of Chris Peterson or understand that this is what's going to be the new norm. Grab a young hotshot OC that hasn't had an opportunity yet to be a head coach, or maybe you grab them a year or two too early and then hope that they turn into, you know, the next big name, the next big thing, the next Mountain West Pac, unfortunately now it's Pac-12, but, you know, that group of five head coach that you got them early, they're there for three or four, and then they leave. It's kind of the same thing with the players. Like, you either have to find a special player that wants to stay there forever, or understand that, hey, once your guy is good for a year, they're gone. Because this is back-to-back years where you've had a quarterback where they were freaking awesome.
Yep.
And then they left for a better spot. And I don't blame them for leaving for a better spot.
No.
Because it's better for their career in the long run, whether they make it to the NFL or not. Whether Cam Ward or John Mateer make it to the NFL, they did right by themselves and got their money. And they should do right by themselves. Because I'll tell you right now, Dickert left because, unfortunately, nowadays, Wake Forest is a better job.
It's a way better job.
It's
right
in
now.
A Power Four conference.
And I think that cold reality is the one that hurts the most.
It's taking the step back.
For Washington State now, there's a whole lot more that lies ahead that is a big issue. We saw this with Marshall. Do we see it with Washington State? That after Will with SportsCenter.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.